Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Basra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Seder Nachalais Kachu. This is the Seder of how Nachla inheritance works. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyamus, when a man dies, Uben Einlai, and he has no son. Vavartem es Nachlasi Levita. Then the inheritance passes over to his daughter. So we learn from here that if he does have a son, it goes to his son first. Ben Kaidim Labas. Son comes before the daughter. Not only that, we also learn from this pasuk that v'chal yoytze yirechay shel ben, any child or descendant of a son, koid milabas, they come before the daughter. So let's say a person passes away and a son is taka no longer alive. But that son left a son who's alive or a daughter. That grandchild gets it before the daughter of the person that passed away. Now let's say there are no surviving sons or daughters. And there are no descendants, there are no children of any sons or daughters that were once alive. Then it goes to the father. If the father is no longer alive, then it goes up to the father and back down to one of the father's other sons, which means the brother of the person who passed away. The Mishnah clarifies that if a person has a daughter, his daughter comes before his brothers. Bas, a daughter, koidemes, comes before la'achin, to the brothers of the person who passed away. And yoytze yirecha shel bas, any children or grandchildren of the daughter, koidmi la'achin, they would also come before the brothers. So if a man passed away and he had a daughter, her children or grandchildren come before the man's brothers. Now what is the din if the person who passed away had no children, no grandchildren? There's no father that's alive, and there are no brothers or their descendants that are alive. Where does the Yerusha go to? And the answer is to his sisters or his sister's children. If there are no sisters or children of the sisters still living, then the Yerusha goes up to the grandfather. And even if the grandfather is no longer alive, he yarshins it and passes it back down to his children, who would be the uncles of the person who passed away. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Achin, brothers of the person who passed away, come before the brothers of the father who passed away. The children or grandchildren of the brothers, meaning the brothers of the one who passed away, they come before to the father's brothers. This is the rule. Whoever is first in the Seder of Yerusha, and first is the son, then is the daughter, then is the brother, then is the uncle. But Yoytze Yerechai, his children, Kaidman, also come first. The son's children come before the daughter. The daughter's children come before the brothers, and the brother's children come before the uncles. Via Av, the father, Kaidim Lachal Yoytze Yerechai. Father comes before all the children. In other words, if the person who passed away left no children or grandchildren, then the Yerusha goes to the father before it goes to his brothers. If there's no father, and no brothers or sisters, no nephews and nieces, then it goes up to the grandfather. Because the rule is once it can't go down, it goes up to the father. And even if the father is no longer alive, he yarshins it and sends it back down to his children. If he doesn't have children, it goes up to the grandfather. And this way it can go all the way up until Yaakov Avinu. And it will come down to the closest cousin. Again, first in the order of Yerusha is the son. That also means any children or grandchildren of the son. Second comes the daughter. No son, no daughter, no descendants from them. It goes up to the father, back down to the father's sons, which would be the brother of the deceased. No sons, no children of those sons. Then when it went up to the father, it turns around and comes back down to his daughter or her children. If the father has no sons or daughters, in other words, there are no uncles or aunts or children of those uncles and aunts, it goes up to the grandfather and comes down to his children. And it'll keep going up until it finds someone to come down to.